Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
We're going to work on learning to hear the serpent's hiss behind the blah, blah, blah that comes from that den of vipers called the deep state and their propaganda organ called the MSM. Benjamin Franklin, on November 11, 1755, writing on behalf of the Pennsylvania Assembly in reply to Governor Morris's refusal to support a tax bill passed by the Assembly, said, quote, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety," end quote. And by the way, for all the NPR snobs out there, I tune into NPR from time to time. I'll debunk the lie that the context in which Benjamin Franklin expressed the sentiment makes it mean the opposite of what it obviously is saying. That's nonsense. I'll discuss that Saturday night during Brain Massage Live at 8 p.m. You can check in with me. Go to brainmassage.net and use the subscribe button so that you get the show delivered to your inbox automatically when it's posted on Friday night. And also let me know you want the link to join our live stream on Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Speaker Johnson broke a tie vote on the FISA bill, the one that allows the highly trusted and venerated FBI, you know, the beloved FBI, to spy on American citizens without obtaining a warrant from an independent judiciary. Guess how Speaker Mike voted? Does my tone give it away? Why does this matter? Wait for it. The CDC COVID vaccine pushers push back against the evidence that we see with our eyes and the multiple reports we're getting from doctors who treat patients. I mean, the ones that actually work with patients. Alas, however, the authority has spoken and said there's no relationship between the vaccine and all of these deaths we're seeing. But it's hard to listen and not laugh at a naked king talking. OJ's final contribution in this life was befitting his reputation as a murderer and a thief. And in the "I'm shocked you don't get why we don't believe you" department, the U.S. Department of Education is now promoting non-binary teachers, whose pronoun is MX, not sure how to pronounce it, to introduce your kids to the pseudoscience of gender confusion, laying down the path for our kids to feel comfortable questioning their own biology and accepting the life-destroying lies that support sterilization and mutilation. Finally, here are the bombshell revelations of Biden's former stenographer. Now, that's someone who writes down what you're saying as you say it, a written transcription of speech. And this is done in preparation often for to gather material for a biography or a book. Mike McCormick, Biden's stenographer, confirms what I've been saying about that snake all along. Okay, my friends. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Hearing the serpent's hiss behind the blah, blah that comes from that den of vipers called the deep state and their propaganda arm called the MSM or legacy media might be more art than science, but anyone paying attention with a capacity for critical thinking can tune their ears to hear the hiss. Speaker Johnson is waffling on his promise not to support renewing Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. You know, the provision used to spy on Trump and his campaign, the act used to manufacture Russiagate, the act used to provide cover for repeated encroachments upon the privacy of Americans from government snooping. Yeah, I'm talking about that one. Now, Johnson, who was all for ending that, now has backed away from concerns he expressed earlier about the thousands of FBI abuses perpetrated on the American people using this outrageous Section 702. I watched a video this morning that I have not been able to find since. Interesting. Speaker Johnson being asked about his shift from opponent to proponent for warrantless spying by our government on American citizens. He fumbled a bit about being concerned over the thousands, he said, and then he corrected himself. It looked to me like a little bit flummoxed or embarrassed and said, well, many thousands. Well, it turns out we're talking about 278,000, all right? 278,000 times the FBI abused the privacy rights of the American people. But Speaker Johnson explained that he has since been given some private intel briefings, you know, and these have changed his mind. And he dismissed the reporters, saying to them, well, you have to be informed before you make a decision. Well, there you went. Another one bites the dust. Well, it was up for a vote, you see, and the good representative of Arizona tried to get an amendment added that would require the FBI to secure a warrant before proceeding with any surveillance on American citizens. You know, like the Constitution says, no warrantless searches or seizures. It's in the law of our land, friend, and it's an extension of our natural and divinely endowed rights to the security of our persons and property, including our right to privacy in our records and effects. It's all in Amendments 4 and 8, you know? Hey, so the Honorable Arizona Representative Andy Biggs offered an amendment to the FISA bill that would require the honorable, trustworthy, constitutionally conscious, and sensitive to our rights FBI, who always have protected us from all dangers against the Constitution. And their specialty was domestic threats, right? Yeah. Well, this representative wants the government to be required to secure a warrant before proceeding. And the vote came in. 212 to 212. Yeah. The speaker often does not vote, but in this instance, good old Speaker Mike, well, he stepped up, man. The dishonorable Speaker Mike Johnson, a Republican from Louisiana, stepped up to defeat the honorable representative from Arizona and shoot down his effort and the effort of every one of the other genuine conservative Republicans on the Hill to deliver America out from under the Gestapo heels of Biden and Mayorkas and Ray and the rest of these wicked tyrants. So let's get this straight. Now, I don't want to get this wrong. Speaker Mike Johnson knows what we know, and that is he knows that the FBI has abused this law 278,000 times. He knows they abused this law in Russia Gate, spying on Donald Trump. He knows they abused this law in J6 Gate, and that political prisoners are languishing in the Biden-Hillary Pelosi gulags right now, who were victimized by the abuse of this evil privacy-encroaching law. The speaker knows all of this, and he has watched with us the grievous abuses of the FBI under that wicked Mayorkas in the Mar-a-Lago raid, the SWAT assaults on harmless abortion protesters. He's watching right now as this 71-year-old grandmother is being pushed into jail because she won't knuckle down to the tyranny of the FBI. And he has certainly heard, as we have heard, the open threats now of the intention to ramp up their sweep of J6 patriots, extending now to anyone who was even there, regardless of whether they entered the Capitol. It's outrageous. It's tyranny. It's the way a dictatorship operates. And Mike Johnson, Mr. I go by the Bible, Mr. If you want to know what I think about things, check the Bible. Oh, really? He goes along with this? Mr. Mike goes to a briefing presented by the wolves, explaining why they need access to the sheep in order to protect them. What a joke. What did Mike think they were going to tell him? What kind of case they were going to build? You believe these people? You got to be kidding me. Like a shepherd listening to a pack of wolves tell them they need access to the sheep in order to protect them. Are you out of your mind? You trust the people who abuse the rights of the American people 278,000 times to tell you the truth about, well, anything? He cited secret briefings in which he learned from the wolves why they need this power to protect the sheep. I want you to think about that. Mike Johnson arrogantly casts aside our liberties. He's a traitor to our liberties. He thinks he's above the Constitution? What is this? He's joined them in that kind of arrogant, the sort of, I've got the power think? What is this? Power isn't yours, Mike. It's ours. He needs to be removed from being Speaker. Friend, I'm not going to listen to people who contrive excuses to go to war at every turn, who participate in a color revolution against our own country, or any country for that matter. It's wrong. I won't listen to these liars and thieves who use the government's power of coercion to attack political opponents whose allegiance is not to the Constitution or to the people, but to the government. Oh, we've got to keep that funded. every funding thing that's delivered here. Oh, Mikey, he's got to go along with it because you got to keep the government going. What is he saying to the people? Let the people grovel under the heel of the government? The greatest power you have, Mr. Mike, is the purse. You can shut them down. And that's what needs to happen. We pledge to a flag that represents a republic, not a democracy. We swear an oath to uphold and protect the Constitution, not the government. We acknowledge the sovereign power of God through the people, not through the presidency, not through the legislature, not through the judiciary. We say the Lord is our judge. That's the judiciary. The Lord is our lawgiver. That's the legislative. The Lord is our king. That's the executive. He will save us. Not you, government. The people are first under God and only secondarily under the government. The powers that be are ordained of God. The government gets its power to act from the same place we get our rights. Did you know that? The government is expressly charged with the duty to protect those rights. The power is commanded to execute wrath against the doers of evil. And when they don't behave that way, we're supposed to wrestle against them. Not go along with them, but wrestle against them. Government has no authority to use its power against the righteous, according to Romans chapter 13. As far as God is concerned, such power doesn't even exist. He doesn't recognize it. He refuses to acknowledge it, and so do I. Read Romans 13, Mr. Speaker, and the rest of you Christians. Read it, for heaven's sake. Pay attention to what you're reading. There's no power that is not ordained of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. To do what? To execute wrath against evildoers and to reward the righteous. It doesn't say the power is ordained of God to do whatever it wants. Where did you find that neat little passage that gives government divinely ordained authority? Did you not find it in the Bible? Did God give government divinely ordained authority to encroach upon our divinely ordained rights? What came first? Our divinely ordained rights or the divine ordination of government? I'll tell you what came first, our rights. Governments are instituted among men to preserve their divinely ordained rights. Divinely ordained government is not given to violate divinely ordained rights. And it cannot do so without losing its authority to act under God. If the action is not under God, it has no divine authority. My rights do not belong to you, Mr. Speaker. And so, Jerry, why are you so hot on Speaker Mike? I don't know how many Republicans were involved in that group that stood up against the Honorable Andy Briggs Amendment. But you can bet they were all rhinos who voted to continue the Biden-Mayorkas tyranny for another 2 years. The reason I'm concentrating on Mike is, and I think God did this, man. Think about it, Mike. The whole thing was set up where the entire matter was put into your hands. And that's what you did with that moment. Well, I won't let you live it down. And listen, there's no way I lay down my rights because some terrorist threatens my safety or because some politician thinks he's God and takes the place of God in my life. And he decides when I have liberty and what liberty I get to have. We made a deal with this government back in 1776. You stay out of the way of my exercise of free speech. You stay out of my way of my right to free association, my freedom of conscience, my freedom of movement, with liberty to defend myself, even from a wicked, tyrannical government. That's exactly what Jefferson said and the rest of our founders. Listen, liberty in my person and privacy and my effects and property belong to me as a right from God. And I will not surrender one iota of my liberty or my freedom for a little temporary safety that you promised me. And I'll trust you guys anyway. And I sure won't let you decide, Mr. Mike. I will not allow you to decide what you will do with my liberty. And when the government decides, I don't have that liberty. It comes from God. It's by consent of the governed. And the authority of government to rule is by consent of the governed. And I refuse my consent to this tyranny, and I don't think Americans want it. Another bill must be introduced immediately to cancel this wicked business. MTG, start proceedings to get the gavel away from that jackal. He's not fit to be speaker if he thinks it's okay to take away our liberties because the government declares some sort of emergency. Government serves. It is not the master. Government is a servant to the people, not their father, not mommy, not the beneficent uncle. Government is a beast that must be tethered to the bands and cords of Christ, or else it will become a leviathan that ravages the people of their person, their property, as we have daily witness. Hey, Leviathan, O great wonder of the deep, of whom God spoke to Job, canst thou draw out Leviathan with an hook? Job 41. Can you catch him with bait and tackle and land him on your dock or deck? Can you approach the Leviathan, the beast, the dragon of civil government? Yes, that's what our founders thought of it. And that's what I think of it. And the Bible supports that point of view. Can you put a hook in its nose or bore his jaw with a thorn? Will the beast, well fed with money it rakes off your labor, which is strengthened more every day with the power it steals from you, will he make supplications to you? Will he speak soft words, or will he roar like a fire-breathing dragon, calling all MAGA Americans terrorists and stand between banners of blood red, flanked by symbols of military might, and then threaten to bring the power of Leviathan to chase you down and steal from you? And that's exactly what they've been doing. And Mike, you just empowered them to keep it going, to come and steal and kill and destroy. Will they make a covenant with you? Will you make Leviathan a servant? God said to Job, lay thine hand upon him. Remember the battle, do no more. Verse 8 in Job 41. I need to wrap this segment. Do you not know that God used the name Leviathan to identify the devil himself, and also used that name to identify Egypt's power that was exercised over God's people in brutal tyranny? That was Leviathan. And he said he broke the heads of that beast then. See the connection between Satan and government. He started it with Nimrod, organizing a government out from under God, and the battle has raged ever since. Now, don't think me stretching to draw an analogy between government and Leviathan. Our founders did. In the end of the world, Antichrist, the Satan-embodied man, will rise up or raise up the beast, that is, the government, that will rise up in power and devour the world, destroying, a fourth of the entire planet's population, and then going on from there to go after another third. But although Job in his day, as righteous as he was, could not handle Leviathan, did you know that today the smallest saint submitted to God by merely resisting him can make him flee? We're in a different dispensation now, friends. It's not like it was in the days of Job. Why? Because Christ has come. That mediator he longed for, that he desired, that he cried for, has come. And our founders did lay upon that beast bands and cords of Christ, of Christian principle and precept, to restrain him, to tame him, to bring him under the will and power of the people. And the kings of the earth and princes have labored together in the darkness to break these bands and cords of Christ from Leviathan, to let that beast rise in the world and devour mankind. But I'm here to tell you, so long as there is a remnant of God-fearing, Jesus-loving Christians surrendered to God, submitted to him, Leviathan can rage and rampage and breathe out his threatenings and even fire, but he will not pass the command of Christ. In Jesus' name, under his authority, let us rise submitted to God and go forward resisting the devil. And that's when he'll flee. It's in the book, friends. Come see me this Sunday, and I'll talk to you some more about that.
Folks, I can see right now that my second segment is going to run a little long, so we're going to roll on through the break.
Stand
and
by.
Continue.
The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, and welcome back. I'm Dr. Shine Bach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur at Paul Revere's Lantern Light, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Train your ears to hear the serpent's hiss, even when it's hidden in the mouth of a Christian. Remember that Peter opposed Jesus going to the cross, and Jesus heard the serpent's hiss at his words and rebuked him, "Get thee behind me, Satan." We are susceptible to the influence of seductive spirits that hiss and cast a shadow over our mind that is almost hypnotic in its effect, deadening our conscious mind so that it is not alert. The power has that effect. So does money, by the way. Popularity and the belief that influence must be preserved at all costs will often have the same effect. Beware. Many times Christians are lulled into a sort of half sleep, and the watchful serpent leaps upon this to carefully disarm their defenses and to get them to relax just before he pounces and ravages them like a lion its prey. He walks about, you know, seeking whom he may devour, and subtly works to set the wicked in authority over the righteous. As a roaring lion, and as a ranging bear, so is a wicked ruler over the poor people. And every people is poor who has wicked men to rule them, or women. Indeed, the Bible says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Proverbs 29:2. Now, one way the serpent gets authority is through fear and intimidation. He makes you afraid that some terrorist is going to get you. You know, the old boogeyman device that your parents use to keep you in bed. So you give up your liberties to wicked rulers. You're afraid some invisible bug is going to get you, so you give up your liberties. That's because you fear men and do not fear God. You trust men rather than God. Now, the fear of man is a snare that will bind you in evil and terror. In the fear of God, there's righteousness and peace. Trusting in the arm of the flesh is always a sure path to oppression. I guarantee it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Well, he will direct your paths to the truth that will make you free and to the spirit where there is liberty. We made a contract with the government written out in the Constitution. The people's rights belong to the people, and the government protects our liberties and has no right to trample upon them. The SARS-CoV-2 scare was used to deny us our liberties without our consent, and yet there was passive consent, and it almost cost us our liberties. I mean, entirely. They got away with trampling our personal human rights, stealing an election. Nearly succeeded at completely ruining the country, but people began waking up and resisting. And when that happened, Leviathan retreated. No more passive consent to mandates, my friends. Get my book, Let My People Breathe, and learn the truth about masks and health mandates generally from both a scientific and biblical perspective. The CDC COVID vaccine pushers are out in force working to counter the evidence that we see with our eyes and that is reported consistently by doctors who are our neighbors, telling us something is bad wrong with this vaccine. I mean, the doctors that actually work with patients, you know what I mean? And they're seeing a serious uptick in cancer patients, and our morticians are finding huge and unusual blood clots in corpses. And we've been inundated with a multitude of videos of young people falling dead. Yet the authority has spoken, right? CDC says there is no evidence that COVID vaccines cause fatal cardiac arrest or other deadly heart problems in teens and young adults. Let's take this statement apart, shall we? Another lesson on how to hear the serpent hiss behind his servant's lies. There's no evidence. That means there's none they acknowledge. It also hides the fact that they did not do proper randomized controlled trials sufficient to ascertain the risks. And it hides the fact that what their own records show from what testing they did required them to list as potential risks every single one of the issues that we are now seeing develop since these shots were introduced. But they said there's no evidence, and so there isn't, because the authority has spoken. Here's a report from the Harvard Gazette of a dramatic rise in cancer in people under 50. Here's one telling us about a new pandemic called turbo cancer. Another study shows there is some link between COVID and cancer progression. All of these studies are written in a manner that contrives to allay fears. We have all seen what happens to doctors and scientists who stray from the official narrative. But if you read deeply, you'll notice what I have noticed, the hiss of the serpent, language that is designed to obfuscate, to equivocate. Many ideas presented in these science studies are crawfishing across the pages, friend. Now, here's one that raises the question of whether the COVID-19 vaccine reduces natural immunity response. Got an interesting observation in my footnote here you might want to look at. With all the talk about a vaccine-cancer connection, OJ's death by prostate cancer coming only some months after he came out and told everybody to get the shot, because he did, has raised a lot of eyebrows. Now watch his jab promo. I've got it linked here. It'd be like, hey, everybody, I trust the government. So should you. They let me get away with murder. Why shouldn't we let the government get away with it too? Go get your jab. I did. And then I died with the turbo cancer. Listen for the serpent's hiss and the lies of his vipers, the children of disobedience spewing lies that coyly finger call you toward the maw of hell. And they keep attacking ivermectin, you know, as a treatment for COVID. They're getting more sophisticated in their efforts to tell us ivermectin does not work as a COVID treatment, although I have personal experience to say that it does. At first, they summarily dismissed it as a horse dewormer. And then they would snidely say, you're not a horse, are you? They did this knowing that ivermectin has been used for decades to treat humans with various parasitic diseases. So now they trot out a guy who matter-of-factly states ivermectin is a horse dewormer, but it has been used very effectively for humans also for decades. Where was that before? These people are liars. But anyway, so now they're admitting, yeah, it's a dewormer and it works for humans. But according to our recent trials, it simply doesn't work on patients suffering from COVID. Well, you know what? I don't believe you. I think you're a liar. You're right? Do we believe this guy? Why should we? Why should I believe a single word that the government-established medical community puts out? We've been lied to by these government-connected medical establishment people. Repeatedly, Pfizer has brought almost every news source and actively pressured social media and legacy media censor certain voices. Why should I believe a single word any of these people say who want to control what I get to hear or see or read about it? I remember that they concocted a fake study published in Lancet, a very highly esteemed journal, medical journal, and tried to make it out that hydroxychloroquine was not only ineffective against COVID, but actually deadly. Now, that was proved to be faked. Yeah, proved, right. The chief of Lancet responsible for publications essentially said it was the most egregious example of faked and botched science he'd ever seen. It totally embarrassed that once highly esteemed journal. They had to pull it. They told us masks can protect you from infection or transmission, which we now know is and was a lie. Fauci actually admitted that right out the door. But anyway, they also told us the virus did not come from a lab in Wuhan and that American tax dollars were not used to support gain-of-function research in that lab. All of this proved to be a lie. Clearly, the FDA and the CDC and the government medical establishment are serving some agenda. I can speculate on what that agenda is. We won't need to go there right now. It motivates them to engage in propaganda warfare against scientists who raise questions about all this. Since when is it wrong for scientists to question this stuff? That's what science is all about. The FDA and the CDC, with the support of the FBI and all of the DOJ, and even the DOD got involved in all this, go all out, even to the sacrifice of our liberties of free speech and conscience and even movement, to squelch any and all opposition to the government narrative. So, no thank you very much. I'm not buying. FDA and CDC, you and the rest of this medical establishment that's connected with the government, you've lost your credibility. You have none. And those, you don't just waltz in and pick up where you left off. And those institutions need to be disbanded, certainly defunded. We don't believe in you. As simple as that. And in the you still don't get why we don't believe you anymore department, the United States Department of Education is now promoting non-binary teachers whose pronoun is MX to introduce your kids to the pseudoscience of gender confusion, laying down the path for our kids to feel comfortable questioning their own biological gender and accepting the life-destroying lies that support sterilization and mutilation that permanently damage these kids. So hear the hiss. Kids do better when they see themselves in their schools, their educators, their leaders, and their library books. Yeah, be kidding me. So, okay, here's a kid that wants to murder his parents. He should be seen in the library books, right? He should be seen in the teachers. This is stupid. Mike McCormick was Biden's stenographer from 2011 to 2017. And he confirms what I've been saying about that joker all along. In an interview with Town Hall, McCormick said, and I quote, "When I worked for him, I thought Joe was harmless, egotistical, buffoonish, and unpresidential, but harmless. Now I think of him as an evil criminal who should be impeached and imprisoned." McCormick personally witnessed Biden negotiating the deal with Burisma that involved directing U.S. funding towards Burisma, quote, "in exchange for placing Hunter Biden on the company's board of directors," end quote. Yeah, the documentation here. His claim is corroborated by the emails that have been gleaned off Hunter's laptop. McCormick points to occasions in which then-Vice President Biden altered, quote, "official communications to disguise the true nature of U.S. energy assistance to Ukraine and the direct financial benefits received by the Bidens," end quote. Now, that's all for now, folks. Join me for the Brain Massage Live. It's a live stream of the Brain Massage Show at 8 p.m. Saturday nights. Go to brainmassage.net. Register to receive the Brain Massage Show in your inbox automatically every Friday night when I post it. It is free for now. God bless you and your friends. God bless America. And come on by and see me in church. Very important messages that we'll be delivering from the pulpit of the Lighthouse this weekend.